Okay, so this week we have the first parak of Mishnah in the Mishnayos of Avos. And we're going to do the first Mishnah in the first parak. We're going to do the first Mishnah in the first parak. We're going to do the second Mishnah in the second parak. And the 17th Mishnah in the third parak. So what does that mean? So, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, and the Bar Tanura has a very important comment on this Mishnah. And if you have to pick your avos in front of you or nearby, it would be kedai to see. The Bar Tanura writes, "Oimer ani, I say about this." What sets Pirkei Avos apart from the other Mishnayos and Shas is that this Masechta does not deal with a perish of any mitzvah. It doesn't come to explain the mitzvah of Kiddushin or the mitzvah of Psachim, Shabbos. It's all about Musar and having Midos Tovos. And then he says, V'chachme umas ha'olam gam kein chiv b'sfarim k'mo shabadu milibam b'darche ha'musar keitzad yisnai ka'adam im chaveir. The libraries of the umas ha'olam are also filled with literature about what they call Midos Tovos, Musar, how to deal with one's fellow. So says the Bar Tanura, Lefika Chischel Hatana b'Masech Hazu, Moshe Kibbel Torah miSinai. The reason why the Masechta begins with the words Moshe Kibbel Torah miSinai, Loimar Shehamidos v'Hamusarim Shemuzu HaMasechta, to teach us that the Midos and the Musarim in this Masechta, which you will soon be learning from, Loibadu Oysam Chachmi HaMishna Miliba. The Tanoim HaKdoshim, it wasn't that they sat together and they said to themselves, what type of a system can we create so that mankind can abide by? Ela af elu nem rubisina. This too was taught at Sinai. This is one of my most favorite, I don't want to just say Bar Tanuras, but quotes, Dibur HaMaschils, in all of Torah. Such a profound musug that the Bar Tanura is teaching us, that the Masechta begins with Torah from Sinai, that although all the teachings of the Tanoim come from Sinai, when it comes to the Musar and to the Midos Tovos, one can very easily make the mistake to think that Hillel had something to say, and Shammai had something to say. And this was just Chachmei Yisrael coming up with ideas about how we should conduct ourselves. So the Bar Tanura comes, and he's explaining Moshe Kibbel Torah miSinai to teach us to dispel this idea, this notion, that there's a separation between, I don't want to say church and state. It's similar to that though. There's no distinction between Torah and Midos Tovos. As we're going to explain a little bit later, Chazal tell us, Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. That's what we mean. The third parak, 17th Mishnah. Now, what does it mean, derech eretz? So we know derech eretz can mean many things. Derech eretz can mean Misa, like we find by Yoshua. And by others, hini ani hoylich b'derech kol ha'aretz. Derech eretz perhaps most commonly means parnasa. But Chazal understand derech eretz to also mean midos tovos. And that's how the Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonah types that Mishnah in the third parak. Im ein Torah ein derech eretz. A person can't think to himself and say that I can learn Torah and I don't need to become a person who's a Baal Midos Tovos. In fact, Rav Chaim Vital writes that the reason why having Midos Tovos is not included in the Tarig Mitzvahs. If you go through the list of the Rambam's Tarig Mitzvahs, you won't find anywhere that having Midos Tovos is included in the count. And says Rav Chaim Vital, although many answers are given to this question, Rav Chaim Vital says, because Midos Tovos is the Tachlis HaTorah. You can't put in Midos Tovos amongst the other mitzvahs in Torah is to say that it's part of the club. The goal of Torah is to make a mensch who is a Baal Midos Tovos. So Mamela, Im ein derech eretz ein Torah. Don't think that if you don't have derech eretz, then you can still be a Talmud Chacham. A person who knows a lot of Torah, but he's not in the realm of derech eretz, he's not even called a Talmud Chacham. Torah and derech eretz are inseparable, and so therefore it's essential that Maseches Avos should begin with the teaching of Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. In fact, the Maral adds, and he says that the reason why the Masechta is called Avos is because it's filled with Musar, and about Musar we say, Shema Bini Musar Avicha. So the teachings of Pirkei Avos, which is the teachings of Musar, are what's called Shema Bini Musar Avicha. Shema Bini Musar Avicha. And we know that until Torah was given, the world was a world of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Chazal say in the Medrash in Vayikra Rava, Chaf Vav Doiris Kadma Derech Eretz HaSatayra. 21 generations of Derech Eretz preceded the giving of Torah. And this is alluded to in the Pasuk in Bereishis, where the Torah says that after Adam was chayteh by eating from the Eitz Hadas, Lishmor Es Derech Eitz HaChaim. There's something which is called the Derech to the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim, of course, being Torah. And the Medrash says, Derech zu derech eretz. Eitz HaChaim zu Torah. That in order to get to this place called the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Torah, there's a derech to get there, and that's called the derech eretz kadma l'Torah. And there were 26 generations of derech eretz which preceded the giving of Torah. And so Mamela, the Masechta is called Avos, because the teachings of the Avos HaKadoshim, of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that the reason why the Torah places and structures the Torah in such a way that there's Bereishis, and then there's Shemais, and in Sefer Shemais there's the giving of the Torah. I would have thought that if the Torah is not a history book, which we know it's not, it would have been smarter, perhaps more appropriate, to begin with Kabbalah Satorah. And this is in fact Rashi's question in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. He says, why don't we start from Achodesh Zelachem? The very first mitzvah. But the teretz is that if you're a person that you understand Torah as only a guide to teach you mitzvahs, the hainu, when you should build a shofar, what's the zman to put on tefillin, can you wear tzitzis at night, can you not, then you're missing something very important about Torah. The way to get the Torah is called derech eretz kadma l'Torah, and memela, the teachings of the Avos HaKadoshim and everything which we learn from them about the Midos Tovos and the Musar and the Chesed of Avram and the Avodah of Yitzhak and the Mid of Emes of Yaakov Avinu. And although there are many books in the libraries of the Umos HaOlam which talk about the importance of being truthful and respecting other people, there's something else. There's a Masorah which we have which goes back to Sinai. And this is a Chelek of Torah. And there's a Masorah from the Avos HaKadoshim about how a Jew should conduct himself. And that too is what's called Bichlal Torah. There's a Musar in Midos Tovos which you can only learn from Torah. That even if you're a Chacham from the Umos HaOlam, and Yesh Chacham B'Goyim Tamin, there's certainly Chachma there. But if a person spends his whole life learning from the Divrei Musar of the Chachmei Umos HaOlam, how to be a good person, he would be selling himself short because he would never know how to be a good Jew Because how to be a good Jew and how to be a good person are andrish like yom and v'layla. The Tiferes Yisrael here in the Yochin, he writes also very powerful, it's kedai to see inside. He goes along the lines of the Bartanura, and he says this idea, lo yachshev ha'adam, a person shouldn't think, disagid l'hashlamas nafsho b'shiyasek b'toyer b'yikaymena, afshli sagim b'doysav. Don't think that you can learn a lot of Torah and not work on your midos and you'll be zeichet o'ilam haba, delesa. Ain't happening. So therefore he writes, Lachain maschel mehatayra umesayim heim amru. So therefore, the Masechta begins in such a way, listen to these words, L'lamedcha shegam derech eretz tayrahi. Even derech eretz is tayra. Now how is this nageya to this zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, leading up to Shavuos? So there's an amazing vart from Rav Aaron Karliner. This vart of Rav Aaron Karliner really sheds light on this tkufa and the relationship between Pesach and Shavuos and what Sfiras HaOmer is all about. Rav Aaron Karliner we say in the Haggadah, and we darshan in the Haggadah, various psukim about the Shiba Mitzrayim. And one of the things we say there is, Vayar esanyenu vesamaleinu veslachatzenu. And we say, Vayar esanyenu. So, anyenu chazal darshan zu precious derech eretz. Zu precious derech eretz. And every year when I come to these words, Zuprishas Derech Eretz, I think to myself, what is Chazal teaching us? Bechlal, the whole drashas of Arami Oyved Avi. You know, everybody, all the children get lost at the Seder when we start darshaning the psukim. It's like we're trying to pull them in, we're trying to stay awake, and like we're like, how are we going to get through this till we get to Dayenu, until we get to the Makos? It's always the struggle. And how even it's supposed to explain this? Precious Derech Eretz seemingly means that they put tremendous effort in being torturing Klai Yisrael by separating the men from their wives. But Zu Precious Derech Eretz, says the Karliner, says Ve'esanyenu, Zu Precious Derech Eretz. Precious means separation of Derech Eretz, that the Mitzriim, they separated Derech Eretz from the Torah. Zu precious derech eretz. Because derech eretz and Torah are inseparable, as it says in the Mishnah in Avos, second perek, second Mishnah, Yafe Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Now derech eretz over there, according to most Rishonim, means parnasa, as the Mishnah goes on to say. However, once again, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri, as the Meiri learns here as well in the first mission, the first parak, says that Derech Eretz is referring to Musar and Midos Tovos. And says the Karlinu, Yafe Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz means that they go together, that you can't separate Derech Eretz from the Torah. In fact, the word Yafe implies a shidduch. Like we say about a zivug yala yafe, that it should become yafe. Take a look at the Zerakoydish, the Rosh Hashanah in Parshas Vayera, what he says about this. Yafe means that there's a zivug, that there's a shidduch. And so therefore, Zuprishas Derech Eretz is referring to a zivug, it's referring to a shidduch, but the shidduch between Torah and Derech Eretz, it's yafe. That there's a zachar and there's an akev in this relationship. Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Mitzrayim was a place that their shita was separate Torah from Derech Eretz. And Mamela, if you can convince a Jew to take either Torah by itself or Derech Eretz by itself by separating Torah from Derech Eretz, then you've lost it. Because you can't hold up in your right hand and say, I have Torah, or hold up in your left hand and say, you have Derech Eretz. Because the Mishnah in the third parak, in the 17th Mishnah says, Im ein Torah, ein Derech Eretz. Im ein Derech Eretz, ein Torah. So therefore, the journey from now, the Hainu Pesach, until Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, is one of Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. That we're on a journey called Derech Eretz, because the Midos Tovos is the Keli which is going to be receiving the Torah. If a Jew leaves Mitzrayim and he comes to Shavuos, and he's the same Behema as he was in Mitzrayim, and he hasn't been working on his Midos Tovos, which is exactly what the Sphere is all about. What are we doing in Sphere Soimer? If we're following a little bit Kabbalisha, a little bit Hasidisha, we're saying Chesed Shebi Gvura, Gvura Shebi Tiferes, Netzach Shebi Hoid, we're working on Midos. It's an avoid of Midos. And we read about Pirkei Avos because these are the Midos. But the Midos of Mitzrayim are contrary to the Midos. They may look similar, they may be up on the shelves together, but they're no Shaychas. The teachings of Hillel and Shammai, of the Tanaim, in Maseches Avos, you may find similarities to those of the Umas HaOlam, but there's something which is called Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. These are the midos which will prepare you to be makabel the Torah, and it's bichlal Torah. It's bichlal Torah, and if you try to separate them, you've lost everything. In fact, the very first words in Maseches Pesachim allude to this. Or la'arba asar. Or la'arba is gematria derech eretz. The very first words in the Masechta. Or la'arba is gematria derech eretz. And in fact, it says, "Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael befarech," which means that they gave them backbreaking work. "Es bnei Yisrael befarech" is gematria derech eretz kadma l'Torah. It's painful. It's a painful avoda to try to work on a derech eretz which has no shayches to Torah, which has no goal of Torah in the end. That's called es anyenu. It's physically painful. It's emotionally painful to work on oneself, to be a bal midos tovos in the spirit of Torah, if there's no Torah connected to it. It's bechlal Torah and it's bechlal the sweetness of Torah when there's the zivug between Torah and Derech Eretz. We find actually that when Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim in the beginning of Parashas B'Shalach, the Torah says, "Vayihi B'Shalach Paro Es Ha'am." Hashem didn't want to take them through the Plishtim, but the Torah says, "V'loinacham Elokim derech eretz Plishtim." There's something which is called derech eretz of the Plishtim, and Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, and this is what's being hinted to, that as soon as Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, they're on what's called the derech eretz to Torah, the derech eretz kamal Torah, and Hashem says, "I'm not taking them derech eretz Plishtim." Because even the Plishtim had some type of a Derech Eretz. But Hashem says, if I'm going to be giving the Torah to the Jewish people, then the Derech Eretz of the Plishtim is possible. What we need for Kabbalah HaTorah is a Derech Eretz which has like a Ha'ara from Torah. Which is what? The Derech Eretz of the Torah of Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. And the two go hand in hand, like a good shidduch, like a good marriage. That is, one is mechazik, the other one is mechazik as well. as we grow in Torah, the lamaisa of that, the lishma of that, is that we're perfecting ourselves and we're growing in our midos tovos. And as we grow in our midos tovos, it should be in a way that it's encouraging us to learn more Torah and to daven better. That there's no chiluk between the bein adam lamalkum, bein adam lachavero. Not to say that there's no musar midos tovos when it comes to bein adam lamalkum as well. But it's a shidduch when there's a relationship, and the relationship between Torah and Derech Eretz is one that as I grow in Torah, my midos are becoming better. Like we find that the whole sixth parak of Maseches Avos is about the Kinyanei HaTorah, and so many of the Kinyanei HaTorah pertain to Bein Adam LaChaveiro. As if to say that if you're lacking in the Bein Adam LaChaveiro, you're lacking in your Kinyan HaTorah. It's not an intellectual pursuit. It's something that the whole person is evolving. He's becoming holier. He's becoming more than a mensch. More than a mensch. A menschlichkeit is something which a person has to be a mensch in order to be grown into something more. And it's good for a goy to be a mensch. But a yid can't live a whole life being just a mensch. Torah has a way of taking a person and perfecting him and to make him something which is godly, which is even higher, that Derech Eretz is constantly improving itself. And so therefore, when it comes to Torah, what the Torah wants to make out of a person, out of a yid, is something completely different than what's called Derech Eretz Plishtim. There's a Derech Eretz which is meyuchat to the Torah. And so therefore, learning Pirkei Avos at this time is essential to the process of Torah, of Kabbalah Satira, of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina, that we need to know that Derech Eretz is Bechlal Torah. And like Reb Chaim Vital says, that the Tachlis HaTorah is that a Jew should be have Midos Tovos and he should be conditioned to be godly in a way that the Derech Eretz of Torah doesn't even resemble the Derech Eretz of the Umos HaOlam. So it's something to keep in mind that as we go further in this process of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTaira during these weeks, that if we're asking ourselves, what's the Lamaisa Limud of the Sphira Sa'imer? What is the Avoida now? It's not just to learn Pirkei Avos. It's to become Pirkei Avos. And the teachings which are brought down by the Tanayim weren't just teachings which they thought of on their own. This was a Mesirah from Moshe. And if they taught these things, I mean that they became these things. Because you don't become Shammai unless you're a person who is Asei Tairas Lakeva and your Danis called the Alam Lakavslos. He's giving over himself, like the Svarim say, Hu Haya Oimer, that he set himself, he touched up himself. That he said that he was teaching us, how did I become this? How did I get my name in a book like this? Because I worked on Derech Eretz and there was nobody who ever became great who didn't see the fusion in the Yafe between Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. And there's no end to Torah, and there's no end to the Derech Eretz which the Torah can teach us. We should all have Siyata Deshmaya in this Derech Eretz called Mula Torah, to grow in our Limud HaTorah, and to grow in our Midos Tovos. And everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us through Limud HaTorah, it should all be fulfilled within us. We should learn Torah Lishma, and to be zeichet to a good parnasa of Derech Eretz and Midos Tovos, and to be zeichet to be able to come to Matan Torah with our heads held up high, to be good kelim, to be able to receive the Torah. We should be zeichet halavai once again to be mekabel Torah chadasha me'iti teitze in that state of kedoshim to you with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehru
amen.
Amen. Nice to see everyone. Shkoyach everybody for joining.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
You too. Have a good night.
Good night.